The full moon is coming up this Tuesday, July 16th, and the colonial Americans called it the summer moon. The Algonquin tribe mostly called it the buck moon, although some of them called it the thunder moon. The Cheyenne tribe had no name for this seventh full moon of the year, and the world's astronomers feel the same way. But in any case, on the night before full moon, meaning Monday night the 15th, do find it in the sky because it will float very close to the planet Saturn. This is a good thing because Saturn itself happens to now be at its closest to Earth of the entire year and largest. This is where you really want a telescope. A mere 30 power is sufficient to show its rings, which change their orientation over a 15-year cycle, going from edgewise and almost invisible to us to become tilted at their maximum of 20-something degrees, which is where they are now. The bottom line is that the rings are at their best, and since Saturn will be well-placed all summer long and into the fall, with much brighter Jupiter just to its right the whole time, this might be a good time to go out and get yourself a telescope. But if you don't have one, we can contemplate that the sixth planet is the fluffiest in the known universe. It's the only planet that is so fluffy and undense, it would actually float on water if one could find a lake large enough. It's also the only planet that has a moon with a substantial atmosphere. This is Titan, a strange place whose air is mostly nitrogen, just like ours, and whose surface has numerous lakes of liquid natural gas. So, lots of weirdness. And all of it may come to mind Monday evening when we watch this very dramatic conjunction between the moon and Saturn. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.